In 1941, China and Japan had been in a state of undeclared war for 4 years. A Japanese army of occupation was in control of much of the countryside and many towns and cities. In Shanghai, thousands of Westerners, protected by the diplomatic security of the international settlement, continued to live as they had lived since the British came here in the 19th century and built in the image of their own country. Built banking houses, hotels, offices, churches and homes that might have been uprooted from Liverpool or Surrey. Now their time was running out. Outside Shanghai, the Japanese dug in and waited for Pearl Harbor.
Off the grass. Off the grass.
My pain finished. side do you think is going to win the war, Father?
Ours, of course.
Oh, that war.
Well, China isn't our war.
We're awfully lucky, aren't we? Living here and having everything.
Naughty.
And the funny thing is, the harder I work, the luckier we get.
I only meant lucky. Luckier than him.
Yes, we're luckier than most. He's luckier than some. Now, mine out the way. A chip across the water.
The Japanese will win. They've got better planes than the Chinese and braver pilots. I was thinking of joining the Japanese Air Force, actually.
And thank Jamie.
Father, look! Zero Sen is my plane! Father, Zero Sen!
Mama, I have the butter biscuits.
Miss Graham, she won't not want you eat before bed.
You have to do what I say.
Backed by the steady flow of reinforcements into Malaya, our thoughts certain to influence Japan against risking further military action. But as tensions grow in the Far East, British nationals have continued to evacuate for destinations in Australia and India. The steamer Anhui sailed from Shanghai yesterday with 450 British on board, bound for Hong Kong. Approximately one-third of the British community in occupied China, estimated at 15,000, has left in recent weeks. Little hope now remains of real progress being made between President Roosevelt and the Japanese ambassador in Washington. Information from Singapore has revealed that Japanese forces in Indochina have reached a strength of perhaps 50,000. Reports of a heavy
Hello. Ace.
I was dreaming about God.
What did he say?
Nothing. He was playing tennis. Perhaps that's where God is all the time. And that's why you can't see him when you're awake, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know about God. Good night, Jamie.
Perhaps he's our dream. And we're his.
Go to sleep. It's a Lockwood's party tomorrow.
Can I take my glider?
Dream of flying.
Mother, if God is above us, does it mean up, like flying?
Against the seat. Right, Yang. settle, dancing bird.
Yang, take the Wang Pu Road. Let's avoid the crowds.
Merry gentlemen, let me have you.
Hello,
Johnny. Hello. Get out of Shanghai while you can.
Well, they've left us alone so far.
Lockwood's invited a chink.
Yes, well, I'm sorry about that. But don't mind him.
English humor?
Scottish whiskey. So, Mr. Chen, you think our days are numbered?
All our days are numbered, Mr. Graham, but ours higher than yours. You've been in Shanghai for over 100 years. Not a bad innings, but it's only an incident. As for the Japanese, 4 years, it's nothing.
Long enough for them to spoil your harvest and to steal what's left of it. There are 1 million Chinese peasants trying to get into Shanghai just to live on our rubbish.
The Japanese will get hungry too, and there are more of us. We have the guns, we have the planes, we are 500 million fighting back. And we'll still be here after this war and the next after that.
I hope we'll all be here, too.
Always delighted to return hospitality, Mr. Lockwood.
Very good, old boy. Utterly convincing.
Thank you.
Zero.
Nakajima. 2 machine guns.
I rely on you for keeping up to date on the war, Jamie. Especially military aviation. I hear you've resigned from the scouts.
I've become an atheist.
Where are you going?
See something!
Oh, your boy tells me he's an atheist.
Always thought he was. Chow time.
Thank you.
enemy aircraft sighted.
Stand still, John. Jamie, don't run.
You're missing the party.
I left my plane.
Never mind. Find us keepers, eh?
Don't look back, Jamie.
Thanks, folks.
The soldiers look as if they're waiting for something to happen.
Yes.
But they didn't look angry or anything.
It's not their anger, it's their patience.
It's time to close the ranks. What say, Max?
I get Mary and the boy out, all together. Somewhere safe. Singapore.
Hotel for a few days.
Why?
See which way things are going. I don't want you and Jamie alone in the house.
What?
away from the window.
You get dressed. You do what your mother tells you. We're leaving in 3 minutes.
I'm dressed, Father. Am I going to school? It's a scripture exam.
No, Jimmy, there'll be no school today. We're going to see if the iron can take us home.
Thank you.
mother and father?
Do you know?
I surrender.
Shut up! Hello. Sid. Sid, you okay?
Fritz Anna! Fritz Anna!
Sid, you all right?
I think so.
Who belongs to you? Where do you live?
13 Amherst Avenue. I'm waiting for my mother and father. They've been delayed.
Delayed? Some kind of crazy British kid. What's your name?
James Graham. I'm writing a book on Contract Bridge. Are you with the American fleet?
American fleet? Looks like you almost lost your shirt. Maybe I can help you find your mommy and daddy. I know just the man.
Do you know General Winter? I think my father does. My father's met some very important people. Do you know my father, Mr. Graham? He owns a textile mill. He has an office on Szechuan Road. Perhaps you know Mr. Lockwood. He's the vice chairman of the British Residents Association. Perhaps you don't know any English people. How about Louis Charles and Michael of the Avenue Fush Gang? They're always about. Are you interested in psychic billing? It's a chapter in my book. Let's say you need 3 diamonds. Well, with my method, you just think 3 diamonds. And then your partner, when he gets 4 aces, he shouts, and you put down your aces, and then... Oh, I can't remember it now. Probably my parents are on a ship somewhere, on a boat to Hong Kong. Then they'll send for me. I expect my father will give you a reward. He once gave a taxi driver $5 for bringing me home from Hong Kong. Have you ever been to England?
Kid, you're starting to get on my nerves. Down under my truck. I'm sorry already.
Well, come on in, boy.
I don't know whether he's hungry or crazy.
You look like you need to lie down.
My father has a cotton mill at Putong. He'll be ingratiated to you.
Ingratiated? That's a fine word.
He once gave a taxi driver.
Here, wait a minute. Your tongue's running away.
Now that is a well-kept set of teeth. Someone has paid a lot of bills for that sweet little mouth. Frank, you know, you'd be surprised how some people neglect their kids' teeth.
Lacey, I got you 3. I wasn't able to fill any of those goddamn portholes. Those Hong Kong merchants. They're charging $10 for a bag of rice.
Cathedral school, too.
Cathedral? What's he, some kind of priest?
Frank, the cathedral school. It's a school for taipans. Well, you must know some important people, son. What do they call you?
I once met Madame Sun Yat-sen. She didn't call me anything. I was only 3 and a half.
Madame Sun?
I was presented.
Presented?
Yeah, you two keep getting presented. Meanwhile, we'll be up to our asses in junk, eating rats when the Japs walk in.
Frank, the Japs are not looking for us. Nantau Creek is full of cholera. They've got more sense.
It's a changed world out there. Even if I saw all this stuff, we still wouldn't have enough to get a sampan upriver to Chungking. We'd have to strip the Queen Mary. So we don't have enough rice for you, kid.
Frank... Let's leave the boy alone. All these new words, and now this one's a fancy candy. What did you say your name was, boy?
Jamie. I'm building a man flying kite. And I'm writing a book on Contract Bridge.
Jim. A new name for a new life.
Imagine Jim's parents got themselves picked up with all the other Brits, and now Jim's looking for them.
Don't worry about Frank, Jim. He always eats after me, don't you, Frank?
I always eat after you, Basie.
It's because I think for us both. Jim, chew your food. Chew every mouthful 6 times. Get the benefit. You know, Frank, we might do all right in one of those camps. Doesn't look like we'll be leaving Shanghai in a hurry. You're a tired boy, Jim.
Where am I going to sleep?
Shanghai Jim.
Find any gold teeth in there?
Oh, buying and selling, Frank. You know. Life.
Why can't you sell me?
Because nobody wants you. It's worth nothing, your skin and bone. Pretty soon you'll be sick all the time.
Is that right?
I could show you some of the houses I lived in before Frank found me. They were luxuriant!
Luxuriant? You had good sense being born there, Jim. I'm sure there was good living.
There certainly was good living, Beatty. There was opulence!
Opulence. All right. Well, we'll go and take a look at some of these houses. Let's go, Frank. Opulent.
Whiskey, gin, and a White piano. That one has whiskey, gin. No, just whiskey and a radiogram.
What about the boarded one?
Right here.
That one has a dance floor made of mirrors, radiogram, a fountain, crystal chandeliers.
Crystal chandeliers?
Crystal.
I think you're tired, Jim.
What about cash?
Say, Jim, what about a little money?
Frank, Macy, I did see some money. Piles of notes on the dressing table. I'm taking you to that one. Turn around here, Frank.
Basie, the jets.
I can see that, Frank. Back out of here.
I can't. Back out of here. No reverse.
Go forward.
Come on. Come
on.
Jesus Christ, Frank.
Back when they're done.
On the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
It's just a little fever. Don't worry. We've all had it.
And the poor man thinks.
Excuse me. It may have been my fault. I'm terribly sorry.
Number one
forgotten the cutlery.
No, I haven't.
Basie.
No. I can't drink water from the water butt. There are people dying here. Listen to me. We can drink boiled water.
Boiled water? Many thanks, Basie.
You're welcome, Jim. You've got nice manners. I appreciate that. Tim, now it's chow time. Come on, you gotta get in line. Keep the ball in play, light on your toes, first in line. I think your father would agree with
me. Actually, Basie, he would agree with you. After the war, you two should have a game of tennis sometime. He's really good.
Now, I want you to get Mrs. Partridge's potato while you're up there.
I think she died, Basie.
She died, Jim, but she didn't hand in her dinner pail. And Ace, don't forget to bow to the sergeant. We gotta get out of here.
The camp's full. It was our bad luck to be picked up.
What are you doing, Basie?
Looks like your size, Jim.
I don't want those shoes, Basie. Basie, don't. I don't want them. Basie, I don't want them.
Well, somebody will.
Basie, leave her! Fine, I don't want her shoes! Basie, stop it! Leave her and leave her! Stop it, Basie, stop it! I don't want her shoes!
Hey, hey! Pipe down.
Heistus!
Slow. The lorry! The lorry! Come on! Come on! Don't you see? This place is to see you die!
Heistus!
I want you to say something. I want you to tell him who we are.
Don't say anything
out.
To him. Don't say anything. Just look him straight in the eye and don't say anything.
How is it, Brooklyn?
Hey, Summers.
How is it?
Excuse me. I'm a doctor. Let me through.
Come on,
Thank you.
Your name Paul? Do you like magic? Well, if you can get your sister to smile for me, I'll show you a trick. Okay? Golf shoes.
My dear friend left them to me.
You wouldn't be in the market for a watch, would you?
Sorry.
Hello? I'm ahead of
you. Oh, no, Dad, you know where we are?
I got you.
We're here, right? Now we have to turn left. Just a thing, when I say left, turn left. Okay? When I say right, you turn right. You have to do what I say, otherwise we'll never get to Charlie. You'll be shot.
It's kind of it.
Looking after him for his daddy.
American, are you?
Definitely. I was working underground for the Kuomintang.
As a conjurer.
The camp. We're going to be living right by the airfield.
I don't see what I'd call a camp.
No, over there, see? Those huts got a distance there. What do you expect me to do with it?
That's
to carry stones.
Look at the rock, what's the guy with the shield
there? Please,
sir. Hey! You! There's no work here! Hey,
please!
No!
Please! Papa!
All right.
That's my stay.
Don't speed up. Keep the rhythm.
She's gone, Dr. Owens.
And blood into her brain, Jim. Just for a moment.
Give the mosquito-net to Mr. Raddick.
Poor man.
Just give it to him, Mrs. Phillips.
Oh, is that what you do? Give the mosquito-net to whoever's dying next?
Thank you.
Future passive. I shall be loved.
A marble. It's like losing the war, isn't it, Guy?
They were being loved.
Armour Bantle. Can I have your shoes when you said?
God, you're a pragmatist, Jim. You will have been loved.
A martyr Ceres.
We have to beat them.
Who?
Japanese. It's how we'll win. By refusing to die.
What will happen when the war ends?
You want the war to end?
Yes, of course, but as long as we stay in the camps, the Japanese will look after us, won't they?
I don't know. We've become an embarrassment to them. And they can't feed us much longer.
If the Americans land, the Japanese will fight.
Do you admire the Japanese?
Well, they're brave, aren't they?
And that's important, is it, Jim?
It's a good thing if you want to win a war.
No, we don't want them to win, though, do we?
No, I know.
Remember, we're British.
Yes. I've never been there.
Put that down. Now, for tomorrow, gerunds and gerundis. And what about your English prep? Just think of it as the antidote.
We were never sure of sorrow, and joy is never sure. Today we'll die, tomorrow time stoops to no measure. With love going faint and fretful,
no,
we
no,
hit
no,
the
no,
heart.
No. Try to learn it as a poem. It's not just a string of words, you know.
Dr. Rawlings, will you come have a look at Mr. Rannick?
Yes, of course. Get those from the hospital garden.
They're for Basie. I have to give him something every
time
I see
him. It's all right. It's a good thing you're friends with Basie. He's a survivor.
That's because he only drinks boiled water.
Rest, Jim. You'll wear yourself out looking after everyone.
Keeps himself busy, doesn't he?
Taters are arriving.
Don't worry, Mr. Maxson. I'll be there.
Won't taste the same without you.
By the blockhouse, through the wire. What about mines, Basie?
Get out of here, kid.
Right, maybe the Japs put down some mines.
Hey,
what
boss.
Mines?
Boss.
There's nothing out there. There's nowhere to go.
Boss,
nothing
it's the kid.
You. Come in, kid.
Hey, kid. Would you like a Hershey bar?
Oh, yes, please, Basie.
So would I, kid. Have you got one?
Reading so much. Enough air as it is.
Third and enough air for you and the whole of China, isn't that it, Jim?
That's it, Basie. Through your clothes.
Oh, you're better in a Shanghai laundry. Did you get a quart?
I got one, Basie.
Good boy. That'll do just fine.
I've never seen that one before. What year is it?
45.
45? How'd you get that?
I subscribed. It's got Packard, Studebaker, Jell-O, you know, things from home. Can you get me a sewing needle?
I'll try.
It's a trap.
What are you snaring? Get out of here. It's all right, Jim. You're almost one of us. Did you see that Mustang yesterday?
It's a Cadillac of the sky, basically.
That's right. Be plenty soon. B-29s, too.
B-29s?
Yeah. The Super Fortress. What we call a hemisphere defense weapon.
Where from?
Okinawa, Philippines. Tokyo is in bombing range now.
Tokyo?
It's time to think of going home soon.
You have to leave the camp.
That's the idea, Jim. First one side feeds you and the other side tries to get you killed and then it's turned around. It's all timing.
Will you tell me when it's time?
Sure.
Promise?
Promise.
It's simpler if I was living here.
You've got the British men's dorm to go to when Mr. and Mrs. get sick of you.
They are sick of me, Basie, but the British dormitory is so lethargic. Won't you let me?
This will sure be the place to be come Thanksgiving. I'm having pheasant.
Pheasant?
Yeah, just made the traps. Works like a noose. See, stick out your arm. Here. See? Neat.
I haven't seen any pheasants around here. Have you seen pheasants?
One or two outside the wire.
Which wire?
Our wire.
That close?
Yep. Just at the edge of the airfield, right across the little canal. It's an American initiative, and the man who delivers gets the gravy. How's your friend, Dr. Schweitz?
I brought Amy Matthews back to life then.
No.
Just for a minute.
That's certainly worth the Reader's Digest.
Thanks, Basie.
Increasing your word power.
I got a new one today. pragmatist.
Good word.
If I set the traps, I can live in the American dorm.
Oh, that's a consideration.
And you'll take me with you when the right time comes.
Gotta be frank with you, Jim. It's a toss-up right now between you and Danny.
Take me!
Give me one good reason why I should.
Because I'm your friend.
Job truck's here.
Mr. Maxson keeps my place.
Jim, you're just like your father.
I'll get out. You sit down.
Today, Mr. Victor. It's above average, but the trend is down.
Must you, Jim?
Sorry. Dr. Orrin says some of us will die 2 days before we're saved, perhaps 2 hours, so use everything.
You'll miss this camp when the war's over.
Locate my parents when all the people in all the camps come out again. I'll tell my father how you looked after me.
And I'll get the reward.
What reward?
Well, you told everyone.
Well, I was much younger then. Mrs. Victor, why did the Japanese close the school?
Because they wanted to punish the grown-ups. I wonder how you'll take to school in England when the war's over.
It might be a bit strange. All the same, Mrs. Victor, the best teacher is the University of Life.
Oh, by heaven.
Could we finish our meal, please? We've heard your views on the University of Life.
But we showed you all the weevils, Mrs. Victor.
Oh, yes, I know, Jim. Dr. Rawlins told you.
He said we need the protein.
Yes, well, Dr. Rawlins is right. We should all eat the weevils.
Mrs. Victor, do you believe in vitamins?
Strange child. Perhaps it's time you moved out of here and into the single men's dormitory. You're not 12 anymore.
Americans are over Nantau again.
Those Coney Island pilots.
What was that? 29 going down, losing some weight.
Sounded like a 200-pounder.
That was close.
Too close for Nagat. He ain't gonna like that.
What's happening, Doctor?
Reprisals. Damn silly it is too, Mrs. Phillips. Mrs. Gilmore, make sure all the patients stand well clear of the window.
Yes, Doctor.
Thank you.
Get away from here. This is British food.
Leave it alone. This is our food. Get away.
Mines. That was a mine, I told you.
Somebody lobbed a grenade.
Basie, I bet he hits a mine.
Yeah, and I bet you there are no mines. You can walk right through that fence anywhere.
You gotta bet. So far, so good. He's seen something.
Jim's a black cat.
A dead boy, Basie. I'll give you odds. My harmonica and my next meal against your wristwatch.
You're on, my friend.
Doubling my bet, Basie. My next few meals, okay?
You're going to be losing a lot of weight.
No way.
What else you bet with, Basie?
Right here.
My line.
Who's on the phone?
You cigarette.
cigarettes on the kid.
My sunglasses on the kid.
Keep going, Sarge.
Enough! Conti! Conti, Conti!
What? You have to
trust me. Gusta! Conti, Conti!
Gusta!
Conti! Conti!
Hershey bar?
Oh, yes, please.
So would I, kid. You got one?
Let me down, kid. You're an American now.
Hey! How you doing, Frank?
The river's pretty much due east. You could work up the bank, or you could steal a sampan here and work up the middle, or you could go north of east, but then you gotta cross a couple of canals. This doesn't say whether it's paddy fields, buildings, or what.
Hey, where'd you get a map?
Boston cement didn't say it's
not moving so
you made this with a cork and a needle.
You'd like that.
A real compass that actually
works. Put it down. All right, three flies in the ocean. You got communist guerrillas coming in.
No, Grim, I'll tell you when it's done.
We haven't had three squares since 37.
I'm beginning to feel almost human.
You got bandits and hakus are coming in from all directions. We shoot anything.
No, Grim, without you, I wouldn't have a needle. Without me, I wouldn't have a compass. All
right, look, I think the rest way is across the river. It'll be here.
Nagata!
What?
Jim, Kirk.
そんなにめがし込んでどこへ行くつもりだ。
Jim, come here. You're in charge of my stuff. See the skin on that? See? What does that tell you? Huh? Rollins on the take.
You're so clever, Basie.
Yeah? Only cost me 2 batteries.
How are you feeling?
I got worse. I was beaten by a stoker once.
Were you a stoker?
Ship steward. Shanghai Frisco line.
Why did he beat you?
Shanghai Frisco beat the trip now. Aren't you?
Basie, where do you live?
Here.
No, I mean after the war.
Somewhere else.
Until you find a place you could live at Amherst Avenue. I'd like you to come and meet my parents. We could fill up the pool. And we'll eat 3 times a day.
You're not feeling sorry for me, are you?
No one feels sorry for you, Basie.
That's right.
And you always eat first.
You said it, Karen. thinking about going upriver.
I know. Basie, listen.
The plan is we're going to get a sampan, take it up the Yangtze estuary, rendezvous with some Hakka friend of mine.
Are they proper pirates, do you mean?
Well, let's just call them gentlemen of fortune, shall we? Did you ever see the hell drivers in Shanghai?
Of course I did. On the newsreels. I saw them crash their motor cars right through a burning wall.
Aren't they great? That's what I'm going to call our little outfit. With 250 calibers in the hold, we are going to be the lords of the Yangtze. Come to think about that, might be a better name. See, Jim, it's at the beginning and end of the war that we have to watch out for ourselves. In between, it's like a country club. But you gotta know how to keep your balance. You gotta keep a balance and make the right friend. Because this war is definitely winding down.
After that?
After that, I retire in luxury, start a barber college. What are you doing here? I told you to look out for my stuff.
They were bigger than me.
それでは行ってまいります。
Try not to think so much!
I can't remember what my parents looked like. I used to play bridge with my mother in her bedroom. She used to comb her hair. I'd watch her. She had dark hair.
Amortis est, tares de surrender. Geno vinci.
They're taking us up country.
They're moving us to Nantou. The Japanese made us
food there. One suitcase. We leave in 1 hour. One suitcase. We leave in 1 hour. One suitcase.
They're holding our rations in Nantou.
He's gone. Him and Danny.
Difficult boy.
Yeah.
Weiter hier! Oh, Escort!
Martyrs est. Fugiendo tempus. Paris de surrender. Indores, mihi indores. Fugiendo vincimus.
Presence, Jim!
Mihi.
Where's my husband? Who is this to Victor?
Martyrs est.
Jim!
We are civilians.
That's it.
I am a doctor. I am a British doctor. These people are my responsibility.
That's it. That's it.
No, we must have rest.
We're going up country, Jim.
Will there be food there?
There's none here.
Mrs. Victor, we're going up country. Mrs. Victor. Mrs. Victor.
Come on, Chip. Chip, you'll die here.
Don't worry, Mr. Maxton. Pretend you're dead, Mrs. Victor.
Reached the Japanese people in a broadcast by Emperor Hirohito. Japan, he said, have to endure the unendurable and suffer what was not to be suffered. Immediately after the broadcast, the war minister and others committed suicide in the square outside the Emperor's palace. Japan is a devastated and humbled nation, destroyed in spirit as completely as Hiroshima and Nagasaki have been destroyed in fact. More than 100,000 people, perhaps many more, were killed in two single bomb explosions which effectively brought the Pacific War to an end. In the conflict's final spasm, the Russian declaration of war against Japan has sent a million-strong Red Army into Manchuria. Tokyo also, war punishment, has borne the dust raid by 1,500 B-29 bombers. But Japan's war was already lost. Her ambitions to create and dominate a new empire in the Pacific incinerated in a flash of light and a fireball hotter than the sun. Victors and vanquished stand in awe of the new superweapon. Until now, only a few scientists comprehend the power unleashed in the splitting of the uranium atom. Today, that knowledge reached the whole world in a shockwave and a ghastly white light, the atom bomb. Each of the two bombs dropped on Japan contained the explosive power of 20,000 tons of high explosive. Nagasaki, the seaport regarded as Japan's gateway to China, just about 500 miles from Shanghai.
I saw that. White light. I thought it was Mrs. Victor's soul going up to heaven.
찌개요! 오라성이 있다니까요! 다 찌개 지나가! 여러! 食べられないって。歯より刀の方が切れる。
ジェーム、ジェーム、
from the skies, kingdom come.
He was my friend.
He was the Jap.
The war's over.
Walk all the way here from Nantau Stadium? Huh? Huh? What'd you see there, Jim? Huh? Rich pickings, crystal chandeliers, cocktail bars, white pianos.
Learned a new word today. Atom bomb. It was like a white light in the sky. Like God taking a photograph. I saw it. I can bring everyone back. I can bring everyone back. Everyone. I can bring everyone back. Everyone. I can bring everyone back. Everyone. Everyone back. Everyone. I can bring everyone back. Everyone. I can bring everyone back. Everyone. I can bring everyone back. I can bring everyone back. Everyone. 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 Everyone!
Jim!
Everyone! Everyone!
Didn't I teach you anything?
Yes! Yeah. You taught me that people will do anything for a potato.
3 years with him.
Come on, Jim. Come on, I'll take you back to your dad. You can retire. We'll fill up the pool and eat 3 meals a day.
Hey, kid, you want a Hershey's bar?
Yes, please, Wiz.
Julie! Oh! 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 O